You know what an aircraft carrier is, you know what it does. But did you know that underneath the floating airstrip, there is an entire city with stores and barber shops and rec rooms? This city includes the thousands of young men and women who support the jets on the runway, and also the ocean navigators, the munitions experts, the cooks, and the secretaries who keep the giant craft running. This little-known world is the subject of a new PBS series called Carrier. It premieres Sunday. One of the producers of this series is Jeff Dupre. He's in our New York studios, and thank you for joining us.
Oh, it's great to be here.
You and your crew actually spent 6 months aboard the USS Nimitz, this aircraft carrier, and you got amazing footage.
It was a huge luxury for us to be able to spend 6 months with our subjects. And, you know, the consequence of that was that we became part of the crew and people really sort of let their guard down. We became friends with them and they trusted us. And after a while, they sort of just got used to us being around.
But you focus on the young people whose jobs aren't as obvious on an aircraft carrier.
You know, that was really our goal, was to focus on the enlisted men and women. So often, programs about carriers and about the Navy are very much focused on the Top Gun pilots and on the admirals. But we wanted to focus on the younger sailors and really hear from them.
One scene that was striking to me was when the entire crew springs into action when there's a fear that a man has fallen overboard.
Oh, man, overboard.
On board Nimitz is the XO. We have a report of a Kim Light in the water. We need all hands to go to muster. All hands to muster, please. Get the lights on the burning area.
Well, yeah, it's a sort of a process of elimination. Everyone has to muster and be accounted for so that they can figure out, you know, if everyone is accounted for, then they know that no one's actually fallen overboard. In that case, it was a Kim Light that had somehow fallen in the water. Someone on the lookout saw the light flashing as it faded over the horizon, and then we were all rushing to see if it was an actual person.
One of the men that you heard in that scene is Christopher Penton. He's one of the most important people on the aircraft carrier, the Command Master Chief, and we have him on the line now from Millington, Tennessee. Chief Penton?
Hey, how you doing?
Great. I couldn't quite tell what you do because you seem to do everything.
Well, that's what I do. I'm the jack of all trades, and I master all of them as well. My job as a senior enlisted member of the crew is advise the CO on all enlisted and family matters, which means I get into the sailor's life on a day-to-day basis. I find out if they have any issues going on that may affect them from doing their job properly.
You also deal with a lot of discipline problems. I mean, from illegal drinking to stopping a young female seaman who is going off the ship with a shirt that's too short, shows her midriff.
Yes, ma'am. I mean, I have to find that balance between work and life. I have to make sure that they do what they're supposed to while they're on the ship. But at the same time, our job as Americans carry over into the country that we're in. So my job also is to make sure that the sailors are disciplined when we pull into other countries and we don't have an international incident as well.
I was really surprised, maybe this is my ignorance, but I was really surprised that there are women on the ship at all. Then I was surprised at the ratio of women to men. There are, what, 5,200 people on the Nimitz, and only about 1,000 of them are women. And that seems to set up some serious sexual tension. Chief Penton, how much of what you do in terms of discipline has to do with sex?
A lot, because when you enforce standards, that's part of the standards that we enforce. First and foremost, we're out here to take care of a mission. And we understand that, you know, that we have males and females and things are going to happen, but we would let them know that if you're caught doing anything, you're gonna pay the price.
Jeff Dupre, how much control did the Navy have over the footage shot?
We had total editorial control, which is pretty unprecedented. It was a real leap of faith by the Navy to grant us that. They did have the opportunity to screen a fine cut of the series to make sure that we didn't sort of expose any top secret material.
Did they make changes when they saw that? Did they ask?
There was two very small things, just something that a pilot mentioned about the capabilities of some equipment that they asked us to remove.
And did they like the final cut?
I think overall they are very happy with it. I think that they believe it's balanced and it's fair. I don't know. What do you think, CMC?
I am very happy with the product. I think it tells the story from the sailor's perspective and not from Hollywood. And I just give everybody that sense in American that young people can make a difference And they have opinions, too. But at the end of the day, they set their opinion aside and get the job done.
You know, I think that people can tend to stereotype the military as all being in lockstep with the actual policymakers in Washington. But there are all kinds of different people in the military. So that was a great privilege for us to witness firsthand, and it really comes through in the series.
Jeff Dupre is one of the producers of the series, Carrier on PBS, and Command Master Chief Christopher Penton of the USS Nimitz, joining us from his office in Millington, Tennessee. Thanks to you both.
Well, thanks very much, Andrea.
Carrier premieres Sunday on PBS.